Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do Dear Scott, where we get texts and emails from you, and a posh Radio 4 lady reads them out. Then we answer them as honestly as we darn well can. First,
Dear Scott, Becky Chappers. While watching reruns of Traffic Cops on Sky over the festive period, while getting a little merry, I have to say I think PC Tim Scuthern, off Traffic Cops, looks like Chappers. I thought that a while back too, but it cracks me up every time there's an interview with him on Traffic Cops, because all I see is Chappers. The funny thing is, I'm not sure how good Chappers would be as a traffic cop. There's a thought. Hope you're enjoying the wine. Happy New Year to you. Bye. Ross, off of Perth.
Thanks, Ross, off of Perth.
Well, I couldn't be a traffic cop if I was enjoying the wine.
No. No, you wouldn't be.
I don't know who this person is. Presumably he has an unfeasibly large head. That doesn't look anything like me at all. Somebody's just shown me a photo of him.
I can see a resemblance. He's chubbier than you.
Thanks. He does have quite a big head, though, doesn't he?
And also, I think you should check out his appreciation on Facebook. Read out some of that. He is a legend. People love this guy.
All right. Tim Scuthern was the star of Traffic Cops. He's with South Yorkshire Police and cruises around in an unmarked car catching car thieves and other ne'er-do-wells. He has an unbelievable copper's nose.
Yeah.
And it seems every car he stops is stolen or being used by a drug dealer who's just picked up 30 grand's worth of drugs.
Yeah. Crack.
Crack, it says, yeah. I didn't know. I thought I wouldn't say crack, but okay. Fair enough.
Can you see the resemblance? Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Are you not well?
What?
Are you poorly?
My face is swollen again, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's gone really big again.
Why does it do that?
It's really big today. That's the biggest I've seen it for weeks. Oh.
Anyway, I think he does look like...
A little bit.
Do you think a little bit? I think quite a lot.
Do you?
Although John Turode is still...
Oh, don't start with the whole John Turode thing.
Is he off MasterChef?
Yeah, he was on last night.
Yeah, he's on MasterChef.
I don't think he looks...
I think it's just people who have unfeasibly large heads on television. You seem to be linking me with. Anyhow, there are 5 members in this Appreciation Society group.
Okay.
But that's good.
There'll be more after we've mentioned
it. Yeah, definitely.
Next.
Dear Scott, it would mean a lot if the posh Radio 4 lady could read this out on air. The Radio 4 lady is the best, by the way. Far better than you, Scott. She should get your job. She would make a better Scott Mills, don't you think? Yours sincerely, Duncan.
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
Most people would be a better Scott Mills than me.
Oh.
True. Anyway, do you think they'd give her a job on Radio 1?
Yeah.
That'd be quite good, wouldn't it? Maybe you could do early mornings when Greg's off. Just an idea. No, because sometimes they need people to do that show. Max does it sometimes, Ronnie does it. Well, what's stopping the posh Radio 4 doing it?
Nothing.
Next!
Hey, Scott, Becky, grumpy old Chappers, tongue sticking out smiley, and the one that doesn't speak, brackets, T-O-T-D-S. I don't care about football, but I love Lloyd. When is he going to come back and talk about football, or golf will do as well? I don't care about that either. I just want Lloyd back, lol. I miss him and his jingle. Sarah, in Abbots Langley, XXX.
Now, this is our 10-year-old football expert, Lloyd, who... This is like 3 years ago.
Yeah, so he must be about 14.
I think he's about 18 now, isn't he? He's probably too interested in girls and stuff now. But, yeah, he's 13 now. We should get Lloyd back on at some point soon, I think. He still keeps in touch with us, though.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah. We get Christmas cards and he calls up sometimes and we say hi, it's all good. So we still know him and we'll get him back on at some point because a lot of people have a lot of love for Lloyd. Hi Lloyd, if you're listening this morning. Next! Oh yeah. That's his jingle. Remember this.
He's a Stanton boy! Little Lloyd! Little Lloyd! So he's the one still at school. He teaches males the offside rules.
That was our football expert Lloyd's jingle. What happened to that group, Big Linda?
Oh, I'd forgotten about Big Linda.
Yeah, they did that theme. Not really heard of them since.
When you first played that, I was thinking, God, the Radio 4 lady's diversifying. Yeah. She's very versatile.
And now, next.
Hi, I'm thinking about my future, and I've decided I want to be a radio co-producer or something, like Becky, and I don't really want to be a full-blown DJ like you.
OK, good. Well, at least you know what you want to do in your career. That's good.
I went on the BBC jobs area, and there isn't any work experience places on radio for 14 to 17-year-olds in the South, which is what I want to do. I'm going to start bombarding them with stuff, like you, my hero, laughing smiley. Sarah Jane, XX, I loves you, and Becky, you really rock, like, a lot. I want to be like you.
That's borderline, that one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, a little bit. I'm still reeling from the fact that Becky's a co-producer. So is the one that doesn't speak.
It was quite specific what she looked for on the jobs pages, wasn't it?
Yeah. Maybe broaden it out a little bit and get back to us.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Have you seen Westwood's YouTube channel recently?
Not recently, no.
It is amazing. You get a real insight into the life of Westwood on this thing.
So is it all about Westwood, then?
Yeah, all about Westwood. He's got his own Westwood YouTube channel. And my favourite bit at the moment, my favourite video, is where Westwood takes us on a trip around his walk-in wardrobe.
What?
Check this out.
My walk-in wardrobe. Understand what that means. That's the wardrobe you walk into.
Thanks for clearing that up. Now, between you and me...
Yeah, go
between
on.
Me, it's not really a walk-in wardrobe.
Why?
It's more like a room. It's like his spare room that he's just moved all his stuff into.
But that is a walk-in wardrobe.
Well, no,
isn't
it's
it?
Not. Really.
A walk-in wardrobe is an actual room.
Yeah, but you can see windows out the other side.
Oh, right.
That's not
okay.
My definition of what a walk-in wardrobe would be. Anyway, we continue.
I deal in coordination, full coordination, from the jacket to the tee, from the jeans to the sneaks. It's important, understand, straight white socks and boxers throughout.
Now, I don't, this is too much information for me. I don't really want to know about Westwood's pants. I just don't. And he seems to know a lot about other hip-hop stars' walk-in wardrobes.
Now, people organise, you know, their joints in different ways. Jay-Z, his walk-in wardrobe, organised by suits with matching shirts, ties, socks and handkerchiefs and shoes. Understand, there's not a single pair of shoes or suit up in here.
Has he been into Jay-Z's wardrobe? Do they just, like, swap tips? Oh, I see, you've got the suits out first, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z has handkerchiefs? Who still has handkerchiefs? I thought it was only grandpas that had handkerchiefs.
Not in hip-hop.
Really? Yeah. A handkerchief's back?
They're back.
Oh.
If Jay-Z has got a handkerchief, I'm getting one.
With his initials on?
Probably.
You want a Jay-Z handkerchief?
I would quite like that, yeah.
Clean?
Yes. And I would boil wash them. Obviously. Okay, next.
Let me show you how I do mine. First off, we start with the polos. Nice range of polos, real strong out there. Then we move into the short sleeve shirts. From the short sleeve, we go to the long sleeve. That's how we get down, and then we go into the little jacket section down here. You know what I mean? And then along the bottom, we've got the coats. You know, various joints from the leathers, the bombers, you know, into the long coats, you know, the real winter situations when you're going out there real strong.
No, not being funny. Have you ever seen Westwood in a long coat?
No.
He just wears a T-shirt all the time. I've never seen him in a leather jacket, have you?
No. I've occasionally seen him in a bomber.
I see him in a bomber or an oversized T-shirt. I didn't even know he had any long clothes. He does own a lot of tees, though, a lot of T-shirts.
He's very well organised, isn't he?
Very well. I like the YouTube comments underneath as well. Don't you just love YouTube comments? They're so brilliant. You can be like the cutest 7-year-old child singing a sweet song about your dying grandmother and someone will still slag you off underneath the video. This is my favourite YouTube comment under the video. That's not a walk-in wardrobe. That's a branch of TK Maxx.
This is like the joints which are on the way out. This is my office clothes, wear it once, hand it down. There's a lot of homeless people really dressing, you know, fly right now.
It does sound like a branch of TK Maxx. You have to search quite a lot, but eventually you'll find something amazing if you look hard enough.
And of course we've got the ironing board fully ready to make us look fly, fresh and bold.
See, now I've got an image of Westwood just in his white boxers ironing his pants. It's too much for me.
Podcast.
Can you cough in the right place because we haven't managed to do this properly and there's no kids on it today. So now on Radio 1, it's time for...
What are those people...
No.
Sorry.
Again.
What are those...
No, what are those...
What are those old people on about?
Welcome along to What Are Those Old People On About on Radio 1.
Do you know, with Becky, right, on out there in the live lounge, absolutely fine, gossiping away, blah, 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 comes in here and immediately puts on her real face again.
I was asked
you're
to cough
a,
then.
You're such a boy, really.
What are you saying, Mark?
It's now time for What Are Those Old People On About? Now, we've gone to find some old people, and we have showed them photos of famous modern celebrities, and they just said what they saw. And you have to guess who it is, OK?
Mm-hmm.
So I've got three clues for each. Feel free to play along on the text on 81199. See how quickly you can get them from the descriptions the old people gave.
Okay. Right?
So we've just given them a photo. We showed them a picture. Here's what they said. Here's the first one.
I don't know, he looks like a children's entertainer.
I've seen him, definitely seen him on the telly.
Yes, ideal for a children's entertainer, I think. Is it, how old would you say he was?
40?
No, I don't think he'd be as old as that. Look at his shoes.
Look at his shoes.
You can always tell how old somebody is from the shoes.
You can. Any idea so far?
Is it you?
No, it's not me. About 40?
No, but not that old.
Looks like a children's entertainer.
Well, as people have pointed out before, you do look like the bloke off Boogie Beebies.
I don't know, he looks like a children's entertainer.
It's not me, no. Okay. Any guesses?
Richard Hammond?
No. Right, here's some more.
This man has flash shoes and he's very happy looking.
Good acting, you know. And I like the way he speak and the way he look at the people and make you laugh, you know.
So it makes you laugh. And in summary?
Flash shoes.
Russell Brand.
About 40. Looks like a children entertainer. Hmm?
Russell Brand.
No.
Westwood.
No. Do you want some more clues?
Yeah.
It's the same person, same 40. Picture.
He's rather tubby, isn't he?
Yeah, he looks... Yeah, that's right.
He is very tubby,
I think
yeah.
He was on last night, I'm not sure.
Yes, a bit he's, tubby.
Yeah, he's a laughable chap.
He's very fat-faced.
But yeah. He's got a chubby face,
yes,
isn't he?
He's very
he's
chubby.
He's got quite a lot of hair,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yes.
Once again, it's not me.
Is it me?
Huh?
Is it me?
He's rather tubby.
It's not you, no.
So he's fat with lots of hair and flash shoes.
Right, he's got flash shoes. Looks like a children's entertainer. About 40.
Is it Mr. Blobby in a wig?
No. Bit tubby.
A bit, I know. I don't know. Oh dear. Dale Winton.
No.
I don't know anymore. Round faced men with wigs on.
It's Gavin and Stacey's James Corden. It's now, listen to that again. It's obvious now when you hear this.
He's rather tubby.
Flash shoes,
tubby, James Corden. Easy.
Stupid Oz.
I know. What are those
people on about? You're doing it yourself now because she got it wrong.
Yeah. Okay, next celebrity. You ready? Here are the old people describing somebody else from a picture. Who is it?
He's casually dressed, you know, like a youngster.
That's right. I think, I don't know, but I think this is the fellow who's going to do Doctor Who now.
No, he reminds me of a singer.
It's not Gerard, is it?
No. Well, anyway, we're Arsenal.
No, I'm not. I'm Manchester United.
They're too far away.
Hey? I love their football chat.
It's a footballer who's going to be the next Doctor Who.
Listen to their football chat, it's so sweet.
Not Gerard, is it?
No. Well, anyway, we're Arsenal.
No, I'm not. I'm Manchester United.
They're too far away.
They're too far away. Any ideas?
Cesc Fabregas.
No. Want some more clues?
Yeah.
This man looks... He doesn't look happy. He's about 28. He's not too happy looking. He's quite nice looking... But he isn't happy looking.
So, in summary,
he doesn't look happy.
No idea. Nice looking, but not happy.
It's quite difficult, is this?
About 28.
About 28.
Yeah,
and he's not happy.
No, not happy at all.
Is it definitely a footballer? Do we know?
Hmm.
No, I don't think it is. I thought it was a singer, didn't they?
Mm.
Carlos Tevez.
No. Right, I'll give you some more.
He's standing with his thumbs stuck in his trousers.
It's scruffy, isn't he?
Well, he's got a big jacket on, do you?
He's tall, but his face is rather long and looks like he's got lipstick on.
Is that is that how he's supposed to look? Is it? Oh.
Someone playing the piano in the background then?
I think so, yeah.
Entertainment in the home.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go for Russell Brand for this one.
So, in summary?
Looks like he's got lipstick on.
Who do you think? Russell Brand, right?
Eddie Izzard.
Okay. Can tell you that particular celebrity was Westwood.
No.
Yeah. What picture looks, did you show
he
them?
He looks 28.
Yeah. He's got a big jacket on. Doesn't look happy. No, it's obvious now when you hear it. It's obvious. Listen.
He doesn't look happy.
Looks like he's got lipstick on.
Westwood.
And looks like Stephen Gerrard.
Are you sure? You haven't mixed these ones up?
Absolutely sure, yeah. No, it's obvious when you hear it now.
He doesn't look happy.
Looks like he's got lipstick on.
Where's Westwood? Right.
What are those thousand old people on about?
And your final one, from the lovely old people. Who are they talking about from this picture we showed them?
He's got nice eyes, wide eyes, and nice lips. And she's got a nice, sort, not a smile. I wouldn't know what to call it, but... It looks very nice. She looks very nice. I'd say she was nice.
So in summary...
She looks very nice.
That's it?
Yeah, well, I can give you some more.
What was it? Wide eyes and nice lips?
Nice lips, wide eyes.
Julie Walters?
No.
Cameron Diaz?
No. There's some more.
She's a comedy lady. She is a comedy lady. She's a Home and Away or... EastEnders.
She's very pretty.
I think she likes a drink. Did she like a drink? She's only about 20 years, very young, isn't she? About 23, 24.
I thought she was 26.
I know she's quite young. He's elderly. I remember reading about it. And they were kissing as well. It showed you the photo. I think it was in the Mirror.
In the Mirror. So, to summarise...
I know she's quite young. He's elderly. I remember reading about it. And they were kissing as well. It showed you the photo. I think it was in the Mirror.
So she's young, he's elderly, they're both kissing each other. Any ideas?
Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Hang on, there are two people in this other now.
There was a picture of the person kissing someone elderly.
Judging by how well they're judging people's ages, I'm going to go Barbara Windsor.
No, not Barbara Windsor.
I said Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No. Huh. Okay. One more.
I don't think this hair suits so long.
It's hanging down here as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think she likes a good time as well, doesn't she?
She's got long black hair. She's bent over.
And I'm almost sure she's up Chalk Farm quite a lot.
You see her walking around up there and in Marks and Spencer's and queuing up at the NatWest hole in the wall. You do?
Amy Winehouse.
Right. So she likes a good time.
She's bent over.
Bent over and she's up Chalk Farm.
As she banks at NatWest.
She's bent over.
And I'm almost sure she's up Chalk Farm quite a lot.
Yep. Who's that? You're saying Amy Winehouse?
Lily Allen.
Is the correct answer! Yeah! You know Lily Allen, bent over, up Chalk Farm a lot. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Right, I tried to call a friend of mine who is a girl over the weekend because I've not spoken to her for, I reckon it must be, well, she got married, right?
Right.
About a year and a half ago.
And that was the last time you spoke to her?
Yeah, and I didn't go to I'm not that good of a friend that I went to the wedding.
Okay.
I went to the bit after.
Right.
And, but I've known her for years. I used to know her through a mate of mine in Birmingham. But I've been a bit crap. I've not kept in touch, even though we do live in the same city. But, you know, we're both very busy.
But that happens, doesn't it?
And also, like, she's got a husband now, so she's got other stuff to do. Whereas
she
before,
doesn't need you.
She was just single and a bit lonely. So therefore, I was,
you were what? Like,
well.
One of those friends.
I was just, I wasn't one of those friends. I was going to say we're in the same boat. But now she's got a husband. It's fine. But anyway, I tried to call her over the weekend and she didn't answer for ages, so I kept calling, just to see how she was, really. And eventually she answered and she's like, oh, I'm really sorry, hon, I'll call you back. I'm just busy with the baby at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought yesterday morning after the show, because she's been avoiding me ever since that conversation, I've tried again and I've texted her as well, maybe she's avoiding me on purpose and maybe there is no baby. Because surely if there was a baby, I would have heard about it.
Why would you have heard about
it? Well, I'm quite a good mate of hers. I would have thought by now...
You hadn't been in touch with her for a year and a half.
Well, it's maybe she could have texted me and said, hello, I've had a baby. I think it's a bit weird.
I'm sure when you've just had a baby, there were other things on your mind rather than...
It's quite a big thing, though. Like, I was quite good mates with her. And you think someone would have said, oh, by the way, she's had a baby. I think she just didn't want to talk to me.
But why is she going to make up that she's had a baby just to get off the phone to you? You don't do that, do you?
It is the kind of thing you would do, yeah.
Yeah. That's why. See, you go, oh, that's weird. See, the way my mind works, I'm thinking, yeah, I'd do that.
What, you make up that you had a baby just to get off the phone?
Yeah, probably. If she is making it...
No one would believe that you were looking after a baby anyway.
No, not me, but you might believe her because she might have had a baby.
Especially
she got married.
That time you did look after a baby and its head fell off.
Oh, it wasn't a real baby. Let's not go into that again. That was one of those babies they give to teenage girls to teach them about having babies. And yes, its head did fall off. It's because I put it on my car. I was carrying too much stuff.
What were you putting the baby on the car for?
I put it on the top of the car because I had loads of other stuff to carry. It wasn't a real baby. It was a real baby.
You had the stuff on the top of the car, not the baby.
No, but I was carrying too much. And then the baby fell to the ground and then it started crying and it wouldn't stop. And then...
I'm not surprised.
As it would if it had fallen off a car.
How rude of it to start crying once you dropped it on the floor.
Obviously, if it was a real baby, I wouldn't have put it on the top of the car in the first place. And neither would I have put it in the fridge. Because, do you remember that? Because the fridge has an airlock, and therefore, when it's crying a lot, which it was all night, wah, 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 the fridge is the only place where I couldn't hear it. And not because I needed to sleep. That was a long time ago, anyway. I'd be better now. I'd be a much better father. Anyway, I just don't think she wants to talk to me because I've left it for so long. And if she is making it up, I want to see this baby. I'm going to go around there. She may have just borrowed. She might have borrowed one.
What? Just on the off chance that you might have phoned.
I'm going to bust in her house, and I want to see the toys. I'm going to be like. I want to see the cot. I want to see everything because she might just be making it up.
Quite a lot of people on the text think it might be yours.
It's not mine. I can definitely confirm that. You could be the dad, Scott Allen in Northampton. No, really not. Maybe it's your baby, Belinda in Desborough. No, it's not.
I think she would have been in touch by now if it was.
I don't think she'd
have been so casual about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even on your salary, she'd be after the maintenance.
Even more of a reason for us to get in touch if it is mine, but I can safely say that it's not. Anyway, she knows who she is. If you're making this baby up, seriously, I'll find out.
And then what will you do?
I don't know. I'll think about that later.
You'll be very angry.
I'll be really angry. You must have used a similar thing to get off the phone before... Not I've had a baby, but so what do you say when you need to get off the phone or you can't be bothered to talk to that person anymore?
I say the kids are ill or they.
Ah, you see, you use your children again.
Yeah,
don't you?
I do. Yeah, always use my children to get out of any situation.
I don't really do it. I don't think.
Well, you've never wanted to get off the phone.
No, I just sort of act really uninterested until they get bored of me and hang up.
I'm too nice to do that.
What do you say?
I normally say there's someone at the door. Actually.
You would never answer the door.
No, that's right.
You never answer your phone. Hannah in Staffordshire says she has a baby to get off the phone with salespeople if they're in. None of them know that she's 16.
So girls obviously do that.
Do you have like sound effects which you play like ding dong? Oh, I've got to go now. Is someone at the door?
No, but I have.
Because I can imagine that you'd go to that much effort just to get rid of people.
Or I sometimes go, I have done this.
You have run the tap to pretend you're in the shower.
I have done that a lot, yeah. And also sometimes I will go, oh, hang on a second. Hi, how are you? Oh, my flatmate's home, I better go. I have done that and he's not been there at all. Is that weird?
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Johnny and Ringwood's been on saying, I'm 19 and I still use hankies, much to the displeasure of my girlfriend.
I never realised, but hankies are back.
Are they?
Yeah, lots of people.
Yeah, look, like 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds all doing the hankies. Hankies are real strong out there.
Keep it real.
Something else I've noticed, when we were... getting this ready to play, by the way. Someone got an email, so you will hear a little doo-doo. listen to this, okay? More insight into Westwood's world from his walk-in wardrobe.
You dress by putting your sneakers on first, cordoning everything up from the bottom up.
Right, so he gets out of bed in the morning, right? Imagine this. You've got nothing on, right? Puts his trainers on first, Westwood, and then pulls his pants and his trousers over the top. He's going to fall over. He must fall over most mornings. Do you think?
You dress by putting your sneakers on first, cordoning everything up from the bottom up.
Is that hygienic?
Why? What do you mean?
I'm sorry if this is creating a wrong image in your head at this time of...
Oh, because he gets what's been on his sneakers, on his pants. I'd quite like to see Westwood get dressed.
Okay. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Oh, hang on, I think I know who they're talking about now, the old lady. I think I've seen this, because some people are texting in about it. Isn't Lily Allen now dating some art dealer or something, some millionaire art dealer? Lily, what first attracted you to millionaire art dealer, etc.? I don't know his name, but he's like an elderly, 45 years of age, that's what the...
And you're calling him elderly?
No, the old lady said...
45?
Yeah, the old lady said it. She'd been kissing an elderly bloke.
Let's do at least middle-aged then.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much to the old ladies. We bought them biscuits and everything, and they loved it. And
well, no, they didn't, actually.
Oh, they didn't?
Pippa said that she took them along, and apparently they were all on diets and seemed very nonplussed by all the biscuits.
Did we take them biscuits last time we talked to the old ladies?
Yeah, and they didn't like them either. Kate said that they weren't good enough for them. Then next time, could they have posher ones?
So we took posher biscuits, and they were like, get rid of that, we're on diets, it's a new year.
I love their diva-ish
demand. Love it. I love them generally. Darling, get me some fruit.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another favourite is, if my battery dies, call me later. Mm. That's quite a good one. You can do that with mobiles, I love it. Or just, do you ever put your finger over the speaker and go, broken up now, breaking up?
No.
Oh. Am I weird?
No, you're not weird, but I don't do the acting. I just disconnect the call and say lost reception. Oh. I don't have to act it.
Okay, I like to act it out.
Well, that's the actor in you, isn't it?
It's the actor in me, you know? It's just like, you know, most people would just hang up. Me, no. I'd like to actually act it out. My tea is ready.
As we've seen on The Bill and Casualty.
My tea is ready is also another really good universal one. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, it's Molly in Derby.
Hi, Molly in Derby. What's going on?
Nothing. I was just listening to the show and just listening to what you're saying about when you want to get off the phone.
What do you do?
And I usually text my mum or my dad when they're in the next room and tell them to shout me, say my tea's ready or something like that, and I'm like, oh, I've got to go. My mum's just shouted me.
Molly, that is genius.
Are you doing it now? Are you texting either of them now to get them to shout that your breakfast is ready just to get this strange man off the phone?
No, I'm not. My dad's in bed and my mum's asleep, but right. I think my dad can hear me, so...
I'm sure he'll call you in a second.
Yeah. Molly! I could do that in my house, maybe. You've given me a really good idea there, Molly.
You don't live with your mum or dad?
No, but I could get, like...
What, one of you to pretend to be your staff? Yeah?
Or my butler.
Get somebody to pretend to be your butler.
Mr.
Or your
Mills?
Or your gardener.
Dinner is served, Mr. Mills. The big gong goes off. I'll have to buy a gong, obviously. This is getting quite expensive. Okay, I love you, Molly. What are you doing today? School?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready for school now. And okay. I hope my friends hear this, actually, because they'll be quite happy about it.
Nice one. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, it's time for some play-along at home or on the way to work fun.
Oh, what's occurring?
Got some situations for you. Just tell me what happened next. Chappers, come in here.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's probably finding some, like, breaking sports news about something or other. Hi.
Sorry, it's all right.
Welcome.
I just have Kevin Peterson business to attend to.
Oh, really? Is it all going off?
Well, no, he arrived back about half an hour ago, so...
Oh, good.
Via a back entrance at Heathrow.
Oh.
Surrounded by police.
Really?
Mm.
Wow. More on this at 8:30, I presume.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got some situations. You just tell me what happened next. Let me know how you do today yourself on 81199. You ready, Becky? Are you asleep?
No.
Okay, good.
It's just my eyes.
All right, go. Let's do it.
Ow! What's occurring?
Now, Joey, you were saying earlier about excuses to get off the phone. Mm. I normally say, hang on, there's someone at the door. And we were saying about my friend, who I've not spoken to because I've been a bit rubbish for about a year and a half. I called her the other day. She eventually answered and said, sorry, hun, I'm a bit busy with a baby at the moment. Now, I wasn't even aware that there was a baby and therefore I thought she might be making it up. Even though now I can see that there is a baby because some other people have texted me saying that it's true. Anywho, yesterday we went out to the streets of Great Britain and we asked a total of 13 people, what excuses they use when they just want to get off the phone to somebody. My question to you is, what was the most common answer, Becky?
I've got to go to the loo. What was that? Are you burping, Mark?
No, that was the one I was going to say, but it's all right.
So Becky says, most common excuse would be, I've got to go to the loo to try and get off the phone to somebody. Chappers.
There's somebody at the door.
Which is my one. I use that a lot.
Well, where you lead, Scott, I follow.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the good people of Great Britain, but what excuses do they use to get off the phone?
Ever had a phone call from somebody that you really didn't want to talk to?
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend the other day.
Did you think of an excuse, or what did you say?
I said that I had to put my cat down.
And how did you get rid of them?
Well, I sneezed, and then I said I headbutted the door, so I didn't have to talk to her.
You've actually done that?
Yeah, I have.
But did you really sneeze?
Yeah, I sneezed, and then I sort of, like, banged the door and made it pretend I hit the head.
I said I was on the loo, and that I couldn't talk because there were, like, awkward noises, so...
I've said that I'm on the loo, so they kind of hang up because they don't like it.
So you'd make up an excuse to get them off the phone, and what would that excuse be, do you reckon, if you were in that situation?
I've had a death in the family. I have to go.
God.
Ever had a phone call from somebody that you really, really didn't want to speak to?
Yes.
And, like, you wanted to get them off the line, but you didn't want to be rude, so you've thought of a stupid excuse to put the phone down?
Yep.
Do you remember what that excuse was?
I've lost my phone. Even though I was on the phone. Running a bar. Or you could do, like, the little, like, when you go... and pretend it's, like, you're putting the phone's running and, like, no signal. I can't hear you. Can you ring me back later?
What would be your excuse to get her off the phone? What would you think of off the top of your head there and then?
Like, something happened. Like, I don't know, I had to, like, something. Or something like that.
Right.
Then what would you say?
I'd probably say I'm on the toilet.
But what if you were nowhere near a toilet?
If you were near some taps, you could pretend you could turn on the tap.
Oh, I've done that.
My mum was pregnant, I had to help her up the stairs.
I'd say that I had to help my dog because he's just having a heart attack or something.
So you need to think of an excuse. Have you done that?
Done that, yeah.
What was your excuse?
I need to go to the toilet. No, I just said, got to go. Got to go to the toilet.
My battery's about to die. Hello? Sorry, what? I can't hear. Sorry, I really can't. You're break. Sorry.
Beep. I'd really fall for that.
I would.
She was good, though. That was good acting, that last bit.
I'd believe her.
Sound effects and everything.
She should be in Hollyoaks.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd believe this girl so much, though, if she said this to me.
Like, something happened. Like, I don't know, I had to, like, something. Or something like that.
Right, good. Yeah. Awesome.
She sounds a bit like one of your impressions.
Yeah.
Oh! What's occurring?
Most popular answer was on the loo.
Yeah.
Becky gets the point, but only because she said it first. Because that was going to be your answer,
it
too.
It was, but, you know.
Yeah.
Well done, Becky.
Thanks.
Well done, Becky. Now, you know Pippa, who works in our office upstairs?
Yeah.
Oh, she's lovely, isn't she?
Very nice.
She is nice.
Do anything for anybody.
She's really nice. No, but she's really... She's helpful.
Have you got something to tell us?
No, I'm just saying she's helpful.
Do you fancy Pippa? A little bit?
A little bit. She's just such a lovely person. She'll do anything for you, and therefore that makes her a little bit gullible. like myself. Because she's so nice, she never questions anything, does she?
No, she never does.
She'll do anything to help. She's very good at her job as well. The bosses are listening. Like, do you remember that time a while ago we called her up on her mobile, telling her that she'd left her phone in the studio, even though she was on it at the time?
Hello?
Pip, it's Scott.
Scott, oh, hello, love.
Hello. You've left your phone in the studio. What should I do?
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll come and get it. Where are you? I too?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pop down. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh, bless her. Right,
well, we shouldn't laugh, really.
But yesterday, we thought we'd see how gullible she was again, lovely Pippa. So we got producer Stewie, who works on Sarah Cox's show, to call up Pippa and ask her for a bit of a favour. Now, producer Shuey said that someone on his show was coming in, and it was a new dental expert, and that he was in the sandwich shop over the road from Radio 1. Would she go and look for him, because he was due to be on air? Okay? Here's my question to you. How long would Pippa, lovely gullible Pippa, be looking for Sarah Cox's new dental expert on the show called Phil McCavity?
Oh, you can't do this to her. Oh, this is horrible.
poor Pip.
Becky.
5 minutes.
Oh.
No, she'd keep looking for him until she found him. Nah.
This is the new dental expert, Phil McCavity. What do you think, Chappers?
No.
The thing is, as well, is that Stewie is like, Stewie wouldn't ask anything of you unless he absolutely needed it, so she's probably going to...
I don't know Stewie that well.
She's going to believe. He's quite trustworthy, is what I'm saying. She's not going to do a prank.
That's right. She would believe him, yes.
Mm. I'm going to say, no, a minute. She's not going to fall for it. Okay. A minute.
So Becky says 5 minutes. Chapper says 1 minute. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's lovely Pippa, who works in our lovely office upstairs at lovely Radio 1, looking for Sarah Cox's new dental expert on the show, Phil McCavity.
Hello,
is that Pippa?
Yes.
Pippa, it's Stewie downstairs in the studio. Sorry to call you.
Just
wondered if you could do us a little favour, really, because you're, like, the most helpful person in the office and all that.
Of course.
Yeah, of course you are. I've just got to record a pilot with, like, one of our new experts.
Yeah.
And I don't know where he's got to, and he's kind of gone missing. I just wondered if you could have a little look for him for us.
Yeah, what did he... Who is he?
Sorry, he's like our new health kind of expert. He's like, does dentistry and looking good and all of that kind of thing.
Okay.
And his people just said he's getting a sandwich from nearby Radio 1. So
I think
he might be in the Clippy. Would you mind running out? Sorry.
Yeah, sure. What's his name?
His name's Phil McCavity.
Phil McCavity?
Yeah.
What does he look like, roughly?
Well, I don't know. I've never kind of seen him. So
fine, I'll just find someone random.
I'll stay on the phone line. Is that all right? Well, you do it. Sorry about
that's
this.
Okay,
I just
fine.
Need to know where he is, because we've got to
that's
kind
fine.
Of get it recorded.
That's fine. I'm just going to run outside right now.
I think it's probably the Clippy, just over the road from Radio 1.
Like,
are you there?
Hang on, here we go.
Brilliant. Is there anyone in there that might, like, look like him? Thanks, Pippa, you're so helpful.
Someone who looks like a Phil
McCavity. I don't know what he looks like, but I don't know. Would you mind just asking a couple of people if they look if they're Phil?
Okay, I'll ask this one first. Are you called Phil McCavity?
Phil McCavity.
Okay, but it's not him. hang on, I'll just check this one over here. One moment.
Yeah, just ask him if it's Phil McCavity.
Phil McCavity. We'll be on Radio 1 in a bit. Okay, not to worry. No, it's not him either.
No, I don't know
where
he is.
No, he's not in here,
No one called Phil McCavity.
No, there's a guy in a puffer jacket, but I don't think it'll be him, so I haven't asked.
No, he doesn't probably look like a dentist, does he?
Could you do me, sorry?
Yeah, would you mind popping on to Adam's for me? Sorry,
Adam.
Pippa.
That's all right, no, don't worry. Okay, here we go.
Sorry, I'm such a pain.
No, he's not... Old or young or anything?
Well, he's fairly young.
Let me ask this man over here.
Ask him if he's Phil McCavity.
Excuse me, are you called Phil McCavity?
Are
you called Phil
Wiley, Tom?
No, okay, don't
worry.
No, he's not in Adams,
Phil McCavity's not in Adams.
He's not.
I don't know where else
we
could try.
Are you... You're not playing some sort of Scott Mills prank on me, are you?
Oh,
kidding.
Oh no. It was 1:35 she was looking for Phil McCavity. Who gets that point?
I get that.
Yes, well done. So it's 1-1 on Oh What's Occurring Today. Love you, Pippa.
Excuse me. Are you called Phil McCavity?
Oh.
Are you called Phil
Wiley? Oh.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.